Now, the most important part of honesty in nonviolent communication is our ability to clarify what is happening to our needs at a given moment. So we tell what the other person has done, how we feel about it, but the central part of the evaluation then is to relate our feelings to our needs. And this requires a need consciousness and a need literacy, which is not easy to come about, because once again, the structures in which we have been living for a long time require us to be educated in a way in which we are not connected to our needs. People don't make good slaves to authority when they are alive and our needs are the life that's going on within us. So not only are we not educated to speak of our needs and to have a full vocabulary and literacy for talking about our needs, we are given a lot of cultural training that makes it shameful to have needs. In the work I've been doing around the world in the last 40 years, many, many women tell me what difficulty they have expressing their needs, how they have been taught that loving women have no needs. They sacrifice their needs for their families. Men tell me how difficult it is to express their needs, how they have been taught that brave men have no needs. They're willing to sacrifice their lives for the king or for the flag. So we have been educated in a way that gets us cut off from life, cut off from our needs. And instead of a language of life for evaluating, we have been taught to evaluate with reference to rightness and wrongness, criticism of people. So in our training, we suggest to be sure that we learn how to be honest without any criticism, without any blame, without any judgment of a kind that people hear that what they're doing is bad or wrong. Now, when I say this, many people get very confused and upset with it. Their whole lives have been based on the language of good, bad, right, wrong. They see it's all about how you are judged by authority, and if you're judged right, you get rewarded, and bad, you get punished. Their whole concept of religion is to think of a God that sits up and judges people good, bad, right, wrong. And when they are dead, and if they have been good enough, then they go to heaven, and if they have been bad, they go to hell. So our whole brain, our consciousness, is all shaped by this language of criticism, blame, and we're disconnected from our needs. I was talking about this in Rome, Italy, with a group of 80 teachers in Catholic schools. They were all either religious sisters or priests. And the first day, we spent a lot of time on this subject of how to be honest without criticizing people in a way that implies right and wrong. And the second morning, when I came in, several of them were waiting for me. They told me they had been very upset by what they heard me say the day before. And one of the religious sisters said to me, "You destroyed everything I've ever believed yesterday." I said, "Sister, what did I say that had such an effect?" She said, "You said that we shouldn't judge people. You shouldn't say whether what they do is right or wrong. You shouldn't judge them. You should just let them do whatever they want. So you, if they want to steal or rob, whatever, just don't judge them." And I said, "Oh, sister, thank you for telling me that's what you heard. I can see that I didn't make myself clear. Because I was not suggesting that we not judge or evaluate people's behavior. I was suggesting that we not judge them in a way that perpetuates retributive justice, justice based on the concept of punishment and reward. But I think it's very important to be honest and to evaluate and judge with a language of life, which tells people whether our needs are being met or not being met by what they're doing." But of course, this is not easy for people to come by because, as I say, we have not only not been encouraged to develop a language of life, a language of needs, but have been systematically educated to suppress our needs because people don't make good slaves when they are connected to life. So much of nonviolent communication training is designed to helping people develop a consciousness and literacy of needs, and learning how to express these needs to others in a language that others can easily see what the need is without hearing any criticism. But since many people don't have this vocabulary, we have to do exercises to give them a lot of practice. It's like learning a new language. So we suggest that people write down those criticism, blaming words that they have used most in their lives of other people. And so they make a list of these words. So some people, selfish is one of the top words. You know, that's a selfish thing to do. Or others will say that's a stupid thing to do. Or you had no right to do that. So we get them to list those criticism and blaming statements they have probably made the most often in their lives of other people. Then when they have this list of the most frequent criticism and judgmental words they have used, we ask them to make an observation of what somebody might have done that was a stimulus for those words. And when they have that down, we then help them to see that all criticism, all blame, is a tragic expression of an unmet need. That we can be more truthful by saying what the need is than any words which blame or criticize. But this is not easy because people usually do not have a language of needs. But this exercise helps them, so we get them to go down for each item on their list of their most frequently used criticisms of others, that when they think of what might have stimulated that, and then to translate their criticism into an unmet need.